Okay, so here's the plan. If we get through this, we will do the second half of this sugya tomorrow. If not, we'll have to save it for another time during the year. Okay, so I know that Reginzer's guys are mostly doing stuff later in the Masechta, but for if you haven't realized, much of the Masechta is devoted to questions of distance that is supposed to be created between Jews and non-Jews. And one of those issues, which is very, very lemaisa, is the sugya on daf ches, which is the issue of going to non-Jewish parties. Now, when you go on YU Torah and you do non-Jewish parties, you will 90% get people discussing office parties around Christmas and whether it's a problem of chukas akum and stuff like that. But there's a more fundamental problem, which is it ever mutter to go to a non-Jewish party? That's the sugya on daf ches. And that's what I want to explore a little bit. It's an interesting sugya. It's pretty straightforward, lumdishly, I think, in terms of the possibilities. It's not like one possibility, but the multiple possibilities are pretty straightforward. But I will have to explain to you as we go through, what most people will tell you halacha l'maisa, I will tell you the opposite. So don't ask me. If you want, at the end I gave you a summary of some of the sheet out.
So it seems to me to be usher. Is it usher?
You're asking me? Yes.
Okay.
An office party isn't a bazaar.
Well, we haven't gotten to it, but what exactly is usher Yesh Law doing? But, okay, fine. So here's the sugya. Okay, so the Gemara in the beginning of and Dav Ches has this striking statement. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yisrael Shebechutz Laretz Ovdei Avodas Kochavim B'Taharahein. Right, Jews in Chutz Laretz are idolaters in purity, which seems like a contradiction in terms, and therefore the Gemara immediately says, "What could that mean?" So, what does the Gemara think it means?
Like they don't realize they're doing
something. Why do they not realize?
Because
they don't know that they're being in the Zvachim.
Because they are. How? In what sense? Why are they not?
They're eating kosher food.
Even though correct, right? But they don't realize it, right? It says Ketzah. What does it mean? Ovi Chochavim Shasim Mishtel Lifno Vezimin Kol Yudim Shebi Iro. A non-Jew makes a party for his son, presumably a wedding, but no lav dafka. Avo bisha ochlem nishahen v'shosin nishalehen. Right, you're a good chum Jew. You show up at the party and you order mahadrin min a mahadrin glot. They bring it to you on your own plastic plates, wrapped in tin foil, double wrapped with stickers on top. Right. V'shosin nishalehen. You drink your own your own thing. It's your own wine, mavushal. Right. Not even mavushal, like flesh, pasteurized, like mamish. You cooked it, koladeos, okay? V'shama shalehen omid lifneim. It's not even just that. You have your own waiter, right? Your own table for all the frum Jews. Your own waiter, right? You're sequestered off in the corner, right? You think you're doing everything l'mahadrin.
The waiter was ordained by Rav Soloveitchik.
Exactly, right? Your waiter is the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't care, right? Male aleim hakosuv kiilu ochlu miziv chaymesim. The Torah, not the Rabbanan, right? Simple read, let's just read the Psukim. The Torah, the Pasuk thinks or equates it as if you ate a carbon to Avodah Zarah, which we call euphemistically ziv chaymesim, carbonate of the dead. Okay? Shneamar. He shall call to you, and you shall eat of his karban. The emad de achil, and you might say that you don't violate until you go to the party and eat. The Gemara says, not true. When do you violate? When you accept the invitation. Amarava imkein neima krov achalta mizivcho. Then the pasuk should say that when you eat it. My vikaralecha. So why does the pasuk say vikaralecha? Right, and he calls you mishas kriya, from when you are invited. Right, so you check yes RSVP at that moment. Right, you violate. Right, at that moment you violate.
Go.
Even if you don't go.
Really?
What? Right, mishas kriya. Right, you've accepted to participate. You've RSVP'd yes. Right, you violate at that point. Then let me just finish the Gemara quickly. Right, the Gemara says Hilkach Kol Tlas and Yomin. It's not just as you'll see throughout of Avodah Zarah. Right, we never just prohibit it that day. Right, the first mission of Avodah Zarah, holidays plus 3 days before, maybe 3 days after, etc. So Kol Tlas and Yomin. Bin Omar le Machmas Yilula, bin Omar le Machmas Yilula, Asr. Mikan Vailach, Yomar le Machmas Yilula, Asr. Vilomar le Machmas Yilula, Shari. The first 30 days afterwards, you've got to assume that it's Sheva Brachos. Right? It's Sheva Brachos' party. They invite you a week after the party for a toast. Right? You can't go because it's assumed that's a post wedding celebration for 30 days. After that, you know, 2 months later, they ask you if they say, look, come for a belated wedding celebration, Asr. If not, Mutter. How long do you have to take them seriously? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Treser Yachei Shasa. For 12 months. Right? After 12 months, like I said, right? After 12 months, it's 5 years later, and they say, you know, we have the best marriage every day of our life. We celebrate our wedding, right? That's very nice, that's very sappy, that has no halachic nigelins, mataishu, right? It's over. Now again, right, Zevin, what?
This was all still the Gemara.
Yeah, this is all the Gemara, right? Now Zevin and Gersley pointed out to me, what if happens if it's an anniversary party, right? So it's usher, but not because of the wedding, because it's a new party, right? Let's be clear, right? If they're celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary, right, it can still be usher. It's not usher because it's 50 years from their wedding. It's usher because it's a party, right? Yeah.
Restart the, like we said, you can't.
Yeah, it restarts as soon as they have a new party, right? Start again.
If they have an anniversary party, and then like a party after the anniversary.
Oh yeah, keeps going.
Usher.
Yeah.
So 2 years later, they invite you to a party.
If they say my wedding party, mutter, you don't have to take them seriously. If they
a party that's not a wedding party.
It's not a party, it's a toast, whatever. It's a toast, right? They say, come to my house, right? But if they say, you know, right, like people will do this, right? You have a wedding, right? Look, you have a bris, right? Let's take Jewish, right? It's obviously not usher, but I'm saying, right? You have a bris, right? Afterwards, you always over order because you're not sure it's going to show up because whatever, it's early in the morning. So you order 200 bagels and inevitably you have 100 bagels left over. So you tell your friends, you know, why don't you come over for breakfast the day after and the day after the day after the day after, unless you're like me and then, you know, your son is born 3 days before Pesach, in which case you don't do that, right? You're like, no, please don't give me bagels. I really, it's okay. We were dreading it. We were like, God, please let us not have a boy and have the bris on Erev Pesach. The worst bris of the whole year is Erev Pesach. Because you can't eat matzah. You have to wash. Right? You have to have a Suda's mitzvah. And it has to be bread. And it has to be burnt by like, you know, 10:30. Stop eating at 10:30 in the morning. Right? It's a nightmare. It's a mamish nightmare. Thank God we had like 2 days reprieve. Not much. But otherwise, people say, come over. Right? So they invite you. They say, look, we had the wedding. Come over for some cake. Come over for some champagne. Right? Because they have leftovers. And remember, this wasn't the age of catering. Right? Any food you had left out right now, like the caterer will ask you, how much food do you want? Right? Do you want us to give you everything? Right? Because it's yours. You paid for it. You're allowed to take it if you want. And people will take like a little bit for like a few days. Right? But then they made their own parties. Right? Whatever's left over is left over. And remember, you don't have fridges. Right? Like, you know, like, fine. So the Gemara says, and how about before? Mikara me'emas, right? You know, before a wedding also, right? There's the Ufruf and whatever, right? So, how much before the wedding you got to be worried? The Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Mishmei Derava Michira Musari Beistane." So, whatever exactly that means, Rashi and Tosas argue, but it means they start preparing the alcohol, right? They literally start brewing, right? That's when their head is already in the party. Okay. Ulabazar Tracer, right? So then the Gemara says, "What about? Is it really true that after 12 months it's mutter, even if they say it's for the wedding?" Or the buzzer tracer yarche shasa shari, varav yitzchok breder misharshi ikul lebeu ove gohoven buzzer tracer yarche shasa v'shamei de ode. Rav Yitzchak once went to someone's house. It was after 12 months, and he heard him thanking his God for inviting him to the party or for him coming to the party. Perish, so he didn't eat. V'lo achol. So Gemara says, shiny Rav Yitzchok breder av misharshi adonam chashev. He was a chashev person. He was more machmir. Maker adin. After 12 months, you're in the clear. Now, before we get to the sugya, just one more line that's important. I gave it to you number two, right, is that agadically this becomes important in other places as well. Not just halachically, but this, right, Chazal read this into the reason why the entire Megillah happened, right? The story of Purim happened, right? This is the Gemara in Megillah Yud Beis. Right? Why did the Jews in the Megillah deserve to be destroyed, annihilated, right? Taf Taf, v'nashim, v'zakeh, the whole thing, right? Old people, young people, men, women, children, biyom echad. Why did the whole Megillah happen? Because of this. Amr lehem, amr atem. He said, you say, amr lo, mibnei shenenu, misidazo shosar rasha, because they went to the feast. Right? That is cardinal sin number one. Okay? Going to parties with nunjus. Right? That's what the Gemara says. That seems what the Gemara says. Good. Now let me throw it out to you. And I know this is against your nature. I want you to tell me the following. Why is this usur? What is the nature of the prohibition the Gemara is discussing? And l'may nafkamina. Right? Halacha l'maitza. Tell me what the implications are of this and why this is such an important zugya. Yeah. No, no. Tell me why it's usur. But no. Tell me why it's usur. But then take the next step, which I know you don't like doing, Gersley. Right? Tell me. Look, I get it. I get it. The Rav writes about this very nicely. Halamdanim are theoretical physicists, and they build beautiful palaces in the air conceptually, and having to bring it halach lamaisa is just it's as Moshe Lichtenstein once said it, right? Lamdanim are theoretical physicists, and people who deal with poskim are the technocrats, the engineers. Rachmanel Lolano. I don't quite buy into that, so I care about the conceptual, but I want you to take ownership for what you're about to say and tell me why it matters. Okay, Nachum. So one possibility is for Ginsburg's guys, you have missed this, but much of the first parak is about one thing and one thing only, which the Gemara hints at the end, which is Azul Mode, right? Is that we are obsessive. About avoiding situations in which we will be party to helping or encouraging or providing circumstances in which an idolater wants to thank his God. Right? And as the Gemara seems to imply in case the Adam Chashuv, right now, that the whole sugya is about it. Now, how would you read the sugya if that was true? Right? How do you read that sugya? Now, if the problem, what's the problem with saying that the sugya is about Azul Moda, that we can't go to a non-Jewish party because by your very presence, Gersley, they're going to go to the party and they're going to say, oh, that made all the difference. Thank you, Zeus.
Yeah, I mean, like,
right?
It's like at a bar mitzvah, they thank all the guests for being there because...
Right. But what... So good, tell me. Tell me, what's the problem with that? What's the problem? Wait, hold that thought. No, that's not the problem. That might be the solution. What's the problem with reading the sugya about this? What's the problem with saying... What?
Nowadays, it doesn't apply.
What? In the Gemara.
Oh, yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, I mean, also, it seems very weird.
Fine, Ellie, what?
Different amount of time based on 12 months and all these details. It doesn't really make a difference.
No, so that does make sense, right? You could just say, right, look, the farther it is from the holiday, even if he's inviting you, right, big deal. Right, so at some point he's not happy. He might be happy, but he's not happy enough that he's going to go thank his God. Right, that's basically what the Gemara says. Right, there comes a point when people are not so full. Right, like when they're like over.
Weird. I mean, just like factually, it doesn't seem like people were that excited if a random guy comes.
So that's a kasha on the whole sugya. But the Gemara, throughout the paragraph, assumes that again, Tosha at the beginning of the Masechta says that many of these yisurim don't apply nowadays because the non-Jews that we're amongst aren't so full. Right, and they aren't going to go and thank their gods. But before we get to the practical, in the sugya, what's the problem? There's a very simple problem, which is
you don't want to encourage.
Come on, reading, guys, reading. Well, there's a big problem to read this in the sugya. What? Think about the last line.
Why should that matter?
Yeah, right. Rav Yitzchak went to a party after 12 months, and the guy thanked his idol, and the Gemara says. It's mutter to eat at that party. It only isn't if you're Adam Chashuv. If the whole Isser is because, by you going to the party, you are encouraging them to thank their God.
So
you have to defend it. You have to say Adam Chashuv doesn't mean Adam Chashuv, he's more machmer. It means it was only because of him that after 12 months it made him so happy.
Yeah, right?
What?
Yeah, it's Rashi says. Yeah.
And why do you think Rashi says that? And that's exactly what the Shach is Medayik, right? The Shach is Medayik that why did Rashi, right? There's two ways of reading Adam Chashuv. One is to say that the Adam Chashuv has to be more machmir, which is how I read it originally, right? And that fits into what the Tashbait says, that in general, in Hilchos of Avodah Zarah, people who are Chashuv have to stay even farther away from Avodah Zarah as everybody else. But Rashi says what?
It's going to make the guy happy that he's coming.
Right, that No, right. Rashi seems to say that, yeah, the Isser is because of Azul Modeh. Or the Isser is Azul Modeh. Right? We're worried that if you go to his party, it's going to make him so happy that you showed up that he's going to thank his God. The average person, so if he invites you explicitly 2 weeks after the wedding for a toast for his wedding, he's going to go thank his idol. Even not explicitly. If it's 6 months later and he invites you but says, come for my post-wedding toast, so he's clearly still celebrating. After 12 months, the average person, okay, so you showed up at my house, you had a toast with me for my wedding, because, you know, it's like, the guy's been married 7 years, but he hasn't seen his friend in 7 years. So he says, you know, like jokingly, right, we'll do this sometimes, right? Oh, I wasn't at your wedding, right? So, I'm so sad I missed your wedding. Let's share a toast and call it your wedding toast. So the average person, nishkeferlich, right? He might be happy, but he's not so happy that he's going to go and he's going to bring a carbon to Zeus, right? Oh, thank you, right? If it's, the president, right? You know, I don't care how many years after my wedding it is, right? It's an honor, right? I don't want to get into politics. I don't care if you like the president, don't like the president, blah, blah, blah. You can debate this over lunch. I don't care. Just don't get me involved. But what?
What do you think? Great.
I think I was married 7 years ago, and at this point, if I invite you to party for my wedding, I'm lying, right? It's not like it's not why I'm inviting you. I might be inviting you. That's not a wedding party anymore. Yesh gvul. It's like after my third kid, right? We stop calling ourselves newlyweds. You know, like yesh gvul. There is right, at some point this ends. Fine. But one possibility in the sugya is that the whole problem here is that if you go to the party, so this is one of those other isurim from the first perek, right? We don't do business with them before their holidays because they might thank their God, right? So this is another thing. We don't go to their parties because they might thank their God. L'may nafkamina, right? If that's true, l'may nafkamina. So Nachum said one. What's one? So one possibility, and this guy's, I know you did do in Gidrash here, is that one heter that appears over and over throughout the Masechta is that it's possible that if this is a dirabanan, like everything else, meaning dirabanan, we have to be worried that he's going to go and thank his God, so we waive it because of Eva. Meaning, if you actually went to him and said, thank your God, that would be daresa. But the chshash is dirabanan.
But I thought you were saying that we got this from a pasuk.
Before I get to that, first nafkaminas,
okay.
Right? Second nafkamina would be what Eli said, I think, right? Which is, the Tosfos at the beginning says, maybe none of these Yisurim apply nowadays because either people aren't really idolaters, right? We don't think Christians are idolaters, let's say, according to the Ramah, or even if we do, we don't think they're such from idolaters, and therefore, even if they believe in Jesus, they're not going to go and thank him just because you showed up at the party, no matter how from they are, right? I mean, what are they going to do, right? It's like, the way, that's not sincere, right? Most people are not so from, like, you go to every wedding, right? And everyone says, first I want to thank my parents. And I want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us this day, right? So some people are really sincere and really flum, right? And you know those people, right? You're like, oh, he really means it. And some people say it because that's what you say, right? So he's going to say, and thank you to Jesus for...
Why should sincerity matter?
Yeah, why?
So sincerity, right. So why that matters, that's a bigger question, right? What?
How can you gauge sincerity?
So I don't know. The Balei HaTos will say, well, it depends. In Western, they said in France and Germany, people weren't so sincere. In Russia, they were sincere. So in France, how you judge it, I don't know. Does it depend on how from they are? You should have come to my shir. Well, no, you're not in my shir, but... This is a dion in the Rishonim. Okay, but that would be a nafkamina, right? That maybe Bizman HaZeh, you'd waive it. But Zev says, wait a second, there's a big problem with this whole understanding of the sugya, which is that the simple read of the sugya is that, why is this aser? Kara l'chava, chalda mizev chav, it's a pasuk, it's daraisa, right? It's daraisa, right? Why is it daraisa?
Because the pasuk says, then you should call.
So tell me, why is it Daraisa? What's the nature of the Daraisa?
It's a drush.
But what's the nature of it? Right, so one possibility is that it's like, it's a Maisa Vadazara.
Right?
Right. Another possibility is, now, it could be it's a Maisa Vadazara. It could be some sort of Azul Moda also. But what would be the difference if it's Daraisa Darabanan?
Something, a lot.
What? Many. So one might be Safeg, another might be Loplug. right? Because this is something that you guys haven't done. But the Ritva notes that the Derabanan surrounding of a Dezara may not be subject to low plug. Chazal may have set them up to be more malleable. But Dalraisas, even if the Tam doesn't apply, right, it's a formal mitzvah.
Yeah.
But why else might be Aser?
Well, I was thinking it's like a Pasakum thing to reduce contact.
Good, right? So another possibility is that, no, maybe this has nothing to do with Azul Modeh, right? Maybe you can't join their parties because...
Are Jews hanging out?
We want to avoid fraternizing with the non-Jews, with the idolaters, right? Good. L'may nafkamina.
Any other Stam non-idol party.
So, if it's a non-idolater, it might still be Usher.
Yeah.
Right? If they're not full idolaters, right? Even if we're makil by business, we might be machmir here because the isher is different. Right? What else? Right? All the things. Ava. If it's going to cause animosity, Ava gets you out of derabanan. It might not get you out of daraisas. Right? Now, you can see already why, and I gave you really, really only the bare minimum of this sukkah, right? Because I know I only have 2 days with you guys. The nafkamina is going to be huge because, realistically, if you're invited to a colleague's, non-Jewish colleague's wedding, so let's say they're a Christian or they're a non-frum Christian, right? Or they're an atheist for all I care, right? If you paskin like, if you say that this is part of Azil Modev, all the other sugyas, so then what? If it's going to cause animosity, you can go. If they're not frum Christians, you can go. Right? And all the heterim we have by business, bekalut, you could go. If you say it's d'oraisa, you say it's about fraternizing, right? Then,
but even
too bad.
Even if Raza Morda, why do you assume you can go to Nafram? I would have disagreed about the halachas, you can't go to it.
So that's what I said. The Ritva tells you that we didn't, right? We didn't objectify these halachas. They are soft halachas.
Oh, and anyone right? else, any other Rishon argue the Ritva?
I didn't say that, right? Tosua says it was lo nigzar, and the Ritva says because it was soft, but lahalacha no, right? Lahalacha, the majority opinion is to accept Tosua's the Ritva to say that the business prohibitions. Tosua himself isn't sure about it, but lahalacha we say the majority of Rishonim say yes, either because this was to begin with a soft prohibition, right? It's more like a guideline, or because exceptions were built in. Right? Yes. The majority of Rishonim say that if it's going to cause Eva, it's going to cause whatever, so it's mutter. So yeah. Okay. So, this was the Drisha's suffix in number 3 here. Right? He says, Tarach Iyun, Im Nemar Gam Shom Bahai Mutter Mishum Eva Lismachimo, Kamash Kazu Le'el Sof Seven Kof Memches, Odilma Shani Asim Dialf Mikra. Said, you have to, right, this is his suffix. He said, is this the same as the Yisurim of business with all the heterim that are carved out? Right, Ava, if they're not really idolaters, they're not really from idolaters, blah, 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 blah. Or do you say, this is a pasuk, it's objective, it's done, there's no way out. End of story. Right? Okay. So in 5, I just gave you Shulchan Aruch. But this became a machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. Okay? The Taz and the Shach. Now, in general, again, I know that Lamdus, you know, we don't like looking, Nosekem HaShulchan Aruch, but as Rabbi Bednarsh likes saying, it's very nice to learn Yerdea, because Yerdea, you're learning Halacha, but every Sif is Lamdus, because Machloka Shach Taz, right? I mean, they might be Achronim, but okay, you can still get, you know, very nice Lamdus out of the Shach and Taz. So the Shach and Taz argue by this point. The Shach takes the position, as we'll see in a moment, that this prohibition is like everything else in the first parak. Right? It's a chshash of Asa L'modeh, and therefore it's derabanan, and therefore it's waived for all the other reasons that it's waived. So if your coworker invites you to a business party, right, to a wedding of a son, whatever, an office party, assuming it's not a Christmas party, right, we'll leave that aside. So it's going to cause animosity. So it's mutter. It's right kamachne. It's mutter. They're not really, if they're not from Christians, so it's Vaday Mutter, right? All those heterim.
Wait, so does he learn the Pasuk as a
Asmachta? So how would you do it? You have to say it's an Asmachta, right? You have to say it's an Asmachta. The Taz hated this. The Taz says this is Narishkeit. Narishkeit's not true. And look at number 6, okay, if you have it. He says, V'drisha nistapek im yeshkan heter mishum eva. Right, the Taz says, V'drisha was misupak. Is this like everything else in the first parak, which can be waived for eva or not? V'tamahani al gavra rabba dekavose yistapek boze. Right, the Taz is very harsh. He said, I am shocked that someone as great as the V'drisha even had a suffix about this. Sharei ze mifurish bepasuk. It's in the pasuk. Shalamdu mikra v'kara lacham izavah chaltam yizivcho. And then the Taz says something important. He says it's from a pasuk, and he says, "What's the nature of the iser?" So this is not just azil moda, just on a daraisa level. It's what?
What?
What is it?
It's not really.
What did you say to me? And he says, "How do I know?" Because the beginning of the pasuk. Did you bother looking up the pasuk in the pasuk? Of course not.
Well,
right. For God's sake, people, you know how to look it up in the Mishpat, right? You know how to look it up in the Torah Or, right? Mufurish beros ovso pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is pen tichrot brit leoshev haaretz. You might make a brit covenant. Zanu acharo acharei binoteen, and you will
marry their daughters.
Harei shahatorad sivta shehye lanu eva imahem. So the Taz says, you think you can waive this prohibition because it's going to cause animosity? Why do you think the Torah set this up? Shehye eva imahem. To create animosity. Right? That was literally the point. Don't tell me I can't go to my co-worker's wedding because it causes animosity. Yes, I know. That's why God said don't do it. Because he wants a shtickle distance between you and your co-worker. Mishum archakat binotehem. To avoid their daughters. Veheich natir mishum eva. How can you permit something because of hatred? Eleheich hashem shahamitzvah mishum davar acher. He said, look. Here's the key. When is eva a heter? When can I waive a prohibition because it's going to cause animosity? He has a very nice svara, which is
when the reason for the mitzvah is something else.
Yeah, exactly. If it's ancillary, meaning if the point of the takana was to prevent idolatry, so then sometimes you can counterbalance it with a cost, right? Meaning, I want you to avoid avodah zarah, right? It's not really usur because you're not really attached to that azal moda. So there, Chazal might say, look, if it's going to cause undue animosity, so it's not worth the cost. But if the point is eva, you can't tell me. Right? Right? I mean, that's like saying, right, a parent goes to his kids and says, I don't want you hanging out with, I won't give a name, right? I don't want you to hang out with Jack, right? Because he's a bad influence on you, right? So you say to your parents, but how can I not hang out with Jack? He's going to be insulted and then he won't want to be my friend. The parents will say,
that's the point.
That was the point, right? I don't want you to go to Jack's birthday party because he's a bad influence. I don't want you to be friends with him. Right, it's a very bad thing to say, but then he's going to be insulted. He won't want to be my friend. Yes, in a chanami, that's why I don't want you to go. Right, it's circular. Right, the Taz says, I don't understand. Said Masha Enken Khan, Sheikar Hamitzvah Shel Isur Achila Gufa. He who Mishum Shleidanu Imaim Ahava. The prohibition was Lo Tichrot Brit. Don't be too close to them. Don't make a covenant because you might marry them. So don't tell me that I should then go to their parties, that they will be happy with me and be nice to me and be my good friends. That was not the point. Right? How could you get rid of a prohibition that's based on hatred because of hatred? Right? That just doesn't work. He says it's not only because daraisa. He says, I think it is daraisa. Because even if it wasn't daraisa, he said, Bishul Akum. Right? You're going to tell me, Bishul Akum, I can eat food that was cooked by a non-Jew if it's going to cause him to, if he's going to feel uncomfortable because I don't cook the food? That was the point. That's why we have Bishul Akum. Right? Mishum binoseim, Mishum chasnos. Right? So that there's a little bit of distance. Again, exactly what the answer is, you guys, I know you guys are going to deal with it. I hope my shir will deal with it, but I haven't decided yet. Your Ray Ginsburg is set on doing Bishul Akum, so you will do it.
You could still say that even if it's Daraisa, it was only talking about Lazara. And if they're not necessarily doing Lazara
nowadays. So you could say, well, maybe it's only, right? You could say, well, maybe even if it's Daraisa, so maybe it's fraternizing only with Ovdavu Zara, right? But there's two problems with that, right? One is, the problem is, Zanu bin, right, Achar bin Otehan. It seems to be framed as being with their daughters, right? And B is that Daraisas, in general, Daraisas generally have low plugs, right? That even if the Tom doesn't apply, right? The Nekudat HaKesef, the Shach, right, says it's not true. He says it's an Asmachta. Right? He said, Lokasha Midi, I don't agree with the Taz. He said, Yira Tam Esmishim Dazul Mode. He said, no, this is identical to the other Isurim in the Perek, that they're going to cause them to go and thank their idols, right? Sharina Mishum Eva, and it's therefore permitted, it's going to cause hatred, across Machta Malmahu. Teda, Vade Lomachavin Malkos, Amochel Mamishta. He said, I'll prove it to you. Do you get Malkos? No. Okay, fine. And he makes the diuk, right, which Eli made before of Adam Chashuv, right, that Rashi goes out of his way to understand Adam Chashuv in a way that points toward Azil Modeh, so that's his proof. Okay? So you have a basic machlokas. Like I said, the lumdus here is pretty straightforward, right? Like, there are two main conceptions that you could get out of the sugya. I mean, we could tweak it here and there, right? But there's two main conceptions, right? Is this about fraternizing, or is it about a concern that they may be caused to worship idols? And then there's a secondary question, is it Daraisa Derabanan? Right? The nafkamina to this is, what if it's going to cause Eva? What if they're not really idolaters? Or if they're not really idolaters, it may still be Usur, because you still can't fraternize, right? Bishul Akum doesn't become Mutter if it's an atheist or a Muslim, right? It's about fraternizing with people you can't marry with, right? You can't marry, right? So, most people, they give the shear. This is how it goes. Okay? Gemara says this. These are the two possibilities. It's a machlokas shach and taz. And as anybody knows anything about Yeridea, whenever there's a machlokas shach and taz, we always pass like the shach. Right? Almost always pass like the shach. Because we love the shach. The shach is awesome. Right? And the taz, we don't like as much as the shach. Right? The Rav really didn't like the shach, the taz. Right? The Rav, the story that goes around YU, I know this like fifth hand. Right? But it's told that the Rav said that the Shach was a young little Talmud Chacham. He wrote a parish on Yerdea. He came to the Taz to get a Haskama. And the Taz said no. And the way the Rav said it, again, I'm not saying this, but the way the Rav said it was that the Taz was jealous because he realized the Shach's parish was better than his on Shulchan Aruch, and therefore he refused to give it a Haskama because it would replace him. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite wisdom, has made it that Hashkacha has led to the fact that we always paskin like the Shach against the Taz, right, to pay back the Taz. And therefore, when he was in YU and he taught Yerideya, most people learn Shulchan Aruch Shach Taz. He learned Shulchan Aruch Shach and did not look at the Taz. That was his minog. He really, really didn't like the Taz. Even if you don't dislike the Taz that much, and I don't know what the basis of the story is, right? The point is that majority of the time, Ashkenazi Psak follows Shach. That's it. That's just Uvda. Okay? So, literally, you go on YU Torah and you see, like, you like Google it and you find people Shirim. Like, that's their conclusion. It's like, oh my God, the Taz would lead to all types of chumros, and then they say, but that's very nice. But the Shach argues, and, you know, thank God for the Shach, and now you can go to all your parties, and now the only Shach you have to deal with, right, is Christmas parties, and is it a Christmas party? Is it an end-of-year party? Is Chris Navadazara? Are you really going? Blah, 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 right? And that's, like, literally how they all go. Here's the problem, okay? This is what bothered me. When I learned the sugya the first time. Problem is as follows. Okay, now this is not lamdos, this is psak. Okay, but I want you to bear with me here. How does Svardim paskin?
Probably.
So the Svardim paskin like the Taz. We have many, many, many Svardi poskim and poskim like the Erech HaShulchan. Not the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Erech HaShulchan. And the Chesed Lavram, Stechem, like a lot of Achronim, a lot of Svardi Achronim poskim like the Taz. Why are they poskim like the Taz? Right, because that wouldn't be a big deal. So it's Shach against Taz and a bunch of Svardi Achronim. What?
What does Taz say again?
Taz says that it's Asur Midal Raisa and it can't be waived because of animosity. Okay? Here's the bigger problem. The reason the Svardi poskim paskin like the Taz is because the Rishonim Paskin, like the Taz, but the Shach didn't know that, because Shach didn't have the Rishonim on Avodah Zarah, because the Shach wrote his Perish while he was running away, and it was only what he knew Baal Peh, which was a lot, right? It was a lot, but not everything. And if you look at 10 and 11 here, one second, look at 10, the Ravid says, right? Big guy, Ravid, yeah? Okay? Hilkach, plus and Yomen, Perish. Cave in the Misha Ochel Magoy b'mishter Shalo, Aser de Araisa, who? Right? If you go to a party, it is Aser mi Daraisa, Tlasin Yomenach HaMisha Aser Lechel Imo, Avalisa Velitin Imo Mutter, do business is Mutter, Techshasha de Rabbananu, Shema Yaakov Mishum Avodazaro, Shema Yodav, Lochashin, Hello Sayom. Right? The Ravid tells you, no, in certain terms, this is an Iser Daraisa. The Ridva is even clearer. The Ridva says, therefore what? Therefore what? The Ritva says, "Vade dehachikam rachmana bishas kriya mala alecha ki ilo achaldem izivchol mamash." The Torah tells you that once you accept the invitation, it's as if you ate a korban of avodah zarah. V'chein alacha, and that's alacha. Va'afil bizmanaze aser. Even nowadays, it is aser. The lo chayshin in le'eva, and we don't care about eva. Kevan di isura da'oraisa hu uki ilu ochel tekroves avodah zarah. It's a biblical answer, and it's as if you're eating a sacrifice to Zeus. Okay? Umiu ani milik sholoch beis anachik lech v'shos imo v'm sholech lo anachik daron en kan isura da reis el isura da banan. He says, look, this is only if you go to the party. He sends you leftovers, you can accept it, mishum eva. That's only da banan. But you go to the party, it is aser mi da reisa. And therefore, it is aser even if it will cause animosity.
Wait, you mean a distinction between accepting the invitation and going?
No, accepting presents afterwards. Right? The guy sends you leftovers, he said, that's only a problem of Azul Mode, because you're not participating in the party.
Correct.
Right? That's Azul Mode, that would be waived. Okay?
It's waived because we're not concerned about
that's
what? No, because it's Derabanan. Because Derabanan and then Eva.
It's Eva.
Right?
Eva, so it's Mode because Eva.
Correct. So I said to Rav Shechter, I went over to Rav Shechter, I was very bothered by this, and I said to Rav Shechter, right? I said, Rebbe, listen. Here's my question, methodologically, okay? If we, normal rules, are we passing the Shach against the Taz? But what happens if the Taz turns out to be right and we've shown him? And, right, I said, the Chazon Ish has this Svara that any Rishon that isn't like, wasn't made it, didn't make it into like Shulchan Aruch Beis Yosef, it was like Hashkacha that. It didn't make it there, and therefore we don't have to take it seriously la halacha, right? We just take the ones that were nichnas into the canon. I said, listen, you can't even pull the Chazon Ish, because all these Svardi Achronim, passing like the Taz, explicitly because they have the Rishonim in front of them. It's not like the Ravid and Ritva were lost for hundreds of years, right? It was a live tradition amongst Svardim, right? It's not even lost positions, right? Like, there is no two ways about this, right? So what do we do? Do you still tell me that you can rely on the Shach? Right? I think not. And Rav Shechter told me?
No.
No. Right? No. I don't think you can rely on the Shach. I think the Taz is correct. Right? La halacha. Now, I was giving two shirim on these topics, and we had this funny moment where someone sitting next to me yelled into the recorder, yeah, but everybody knows that Rav Shechter changes his mind every time you ask him a question. And the person sitting next to him yelled back into the recorder, for anyone listening, that was Yami Shechter, that was Rav Shechter's son, he's allowed to say that, right? So we're that Ha'ara from Yami, right? But this creates a serious, halachic problem. Right, this creates a bit of a serious problem, because if you paskin like the Taz, right, so then you can't go even, right, you can't go even to cause animosity, that's literally the point. Right, now if you look at the Rambam, right, in 12 and 13, the Rambam says as follows, V'yeshtam d'var macherim asura son chachamim, aval pi she'en li'yisur n'ikram min ha'torah, gazron l'israchik min ha'akum, ashal yis'aravu ben yisrael v'yavu l'idei chasnas. There's a whole list of things that are asura midrabbanan, because of chasnos, and he says, Ketzad, lo yishta adam imesiva shal akum, so you can't drink at his party, v'aval pisha yayin mevushal sheno aser, osha yishosu mekele vado, v'im ayarov imesiva yisrael mutter. Right, you can't drink the wine, even if it's your own wine, but if most of the party is Jewish, it's mutter. Right, so it sounds like in this halacha, the Rambam lines up with what? The shach. Right? However, right, but you look, the problem is, it's not true. What?
The Taz might say it's Doraisa, but the essential thing for the Taz is just that it's to produce
it.
Like,
well, that's what I said. I said there's two things. Right? I said if it's Doraisa, it doesn't matter why it's Usher, it's Usher automatically. And if it's Darabanan because of Eva, it'll also be Usher.
So the Taz holds like what I was, my opinion, not my opinion, but what I was trying to
formulate. The Taz is the one who says it doesn't matter if the guy's going to hate you. Too bad.
Oh, no, so
the Shach.
The Shach.
Correct, I said, come back to me in an hour.
Right.
That's what I said.
The Rambam doesn't
right?
Taz, so
but look at the 13. The Rambam separates it, though. And look, that was in Machalos Asuros, but look what he puts in Perek Tes of Hilchos Ovid Kochavim. Ovid Kochavim Sha'asa Livno Levito Mishta Asur Lehanus Mizu Asur Karachaka Azuz Mene Avoda Shel Kochavim Mushne Marva Karala Chavachal Mizu Chavala Kachta Mimino Savlovan Echavazan Ovid Gomer. Right? So Rambam is two Isurim, right? It's not clear what the Rambam says, right? The Rambam lists it twice, right? Once in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, he calls it a Harchaka. Right, so it's not clear, right? The Rambam might hold like the Shach. Right? It's not clear. I mean, he doesn't say it would be Mutter, right? He might hold the Rabbanan. Yeah.
The Rambam might hold like the Shach, it's the Rabbanan, but the Shach...
But he may not agree about Eva, right? It's not clear.
Right, yeah, still say.
Correct, that's the problem. The Rambam, right? The Rambam, first of all, it's weird, because the Rambam seems to think there's two Isurim. One in the realm of Machalas Asuros, right, and one in Hilchos Avodah Kochavim. It's not totally clear what's going on with the Rambam. Now the Agos Ramach, right, writes the Minhag in Provence, right, Mikom Balkam in his heart and possession, which shows him Umisviyasan Miyeinenu Venachoshen Lachasos Veishlomar Ki Haru Lo Aser El Al Yidei Kriya VeZimun Shemazamein Hagoy LiYisrael Leilach Im of Lishtos Miyan Kasher Shgon LeTzarach Yisrael Avadei Aser Veish Lohen Lizar Ze. The Ramach says the Minhag was to be Mekil. But he says, why? He says, so then how do you deal with the halacha? So he suggests that maybe it's a different. Maybe the difference is as follows. It depends how big of a party it is. Right? It's going to a party might be mutter. What is the Gemara talking about? The Isser, maybe the Araisa, is the type of party that there's a zimun to. Right? That there's an invitation. What? What, Ariel?
Yeah, I'm just wondering. The Nakudos HaKesef.
That's the Shach, yeah.
That's the same thing as the Shach.
Yeah, I should have clarified. The Shach is the Perish on Shulchan Aruch, and the Kudas Akasev is his Perish on Shulchan Aruch responding specifically to the Taz.
Okay,
right, that's just what it is. Okay. So the Ramach distinguishes on another level, and he says there might be two different types of parties. Right? They're just going to a party, which might be Mutter, maybe that's right one level of Isser, because the Pasuk is talking about a very specific type of party, which is
invitation parties.
Yeah. Right? So when I talked to Rabbi Bleich about this, Rabbi Bleich thought that this is really what it is, right? That the Isser d'Araisa, right? The real Isser, or the Isser d'Rabbanan, which is Mishum Chasnus, is the type of party that has invitation, right? Sheish bo zimun. That you can be said to be participating in the party once there's an invitation out, right? A stam get-together, right? It doesn't fit that model. That, to the extent that it's Usher, might be part of the second levels, right? So maybe it's Svedinim, right? That the Pasuk, the Gemara and Davches, which says it's Usher in advance of the party and after the party, right? Those are the big parties where there's an invitation where simply by RSVPing, right, you are partaking of the Simcha. A regular party is part of everything else, and that's why the Rambam is Svedinim, right? Lamai nafkamina to that, right? So it might depend on the type of party, right? When I asked Rabbi Bleich about this, immediately this was passing. Like I found him in the library and I asked him what he thought. He suggested this and he said he would say as follows. He thought that if the company sent out an email, then it would be a hazmana and you couldn't go. But if they put up a poster on the community board, it would be a party she'ain b'hazmana, right? I'm not sure this is true, right? It might be that you have to distinguish, right? An office party, yesh ladun, right? I mean, what does it really mean? Is it the invitation? Meaning, is an invitation, but put it differently. Is an invitation a siman or a siba, right? Is it that once there's an invitation, it's asur because that's the pasuk, right? V'kara lecha. If he's korei, so you partake in the party. Or is it a siman? the type of party that warrants an invitation, an RSVP, right? That's the type of party that we're talking about.
Like a wedding party.
Like a wedding party.
No.
An office party, a mass email, right? I mean, technically, it's a hasmana, right? But if it's a siba, so maybe you could say, look, he sent an invitation. But if it's a siman, right, that a party of a certain madrega, right, is the type where either azalamode or it creates real, real fraternity, right? So then it might depend on the type. So I'm not sure that a mass email and an office party is a hasmana midaraisa of karalach
amichalta zivcho.
A charity
ball.
But a charity ball might be, right? Who said that? Who said that? Who said a charity ball is usher? Ramosha Feinstein.
I said nothing.
AB and Ramosha Feinstein.
I didn't.
Right? Look at 15.
I wanted it to be Mutter.
Look at 15. The Gris Moshe. Ramosha Feinstein says, "Bidavar lasot parlor meeting. Beveis nachrem. Ach letzarach mitzvah." If you couldn't figure out that spelling. Parler. No, this is very New York. Parla. Right? There's no R at the end. Parla meeting. Right, a parla meeting, right?
I love the singer's motion.
Yes, but
writes, like,
I know, but this is even better because this is like New York transliteration. It's parla meeting without the R at the end, right? Bedover Lasa's parla meeting, right? What?
No, because they're all from Europe. They're all Yiddish accents, and in German, the R becomes a sound that's not.
He also lived in Manhattan, you know.
Well aware, but
so Yesh Ladon, is it because of the Yiddish or is it because it's Brooklyn? You know. But a parla meeting, okay? A parla meeting, fine, shine. Mishum shika lis iser mi lasas mishtos beveis nachrim av lechol shem dvarim mutarim elishtos sheichar v'yain tzrav mashkin mutarim. He said it's usher because you can't go, you can't eat their food, right? Even if it's kosher food, you can't bring kosher food. Doesn't matter. Shari usher mishvils elishtos sheichar beveis shel nachri ap belo asiyas mishtek shishtias keva, and that's what we'll deal with tomorrow. I think we'll have time because I'm rushing through it just because I want to sort of give you a picture of the sugya. Said it's usher. So even for a mitzvah, charity ball, I don't care. Usher. Velo dami zele manachre atmo ose mishta leza simcha shalo mazmen ez yudi shem lo yachol ishtamute rashai leilach. Right now, it's interesting. Moshe himself is willing to be makil maybe about an individual party. Gam lishus mashkem atar mishum eva. Parla meeting, right? Ramoshe is willing to paskin like the shach by a wedding, but he's not willing to paskin like that for a charity ball. Why? Because he says by the wedding. Remember what the Taz said, right? Depends on whether the isser is whether it's accidental or fundamental. So Ramoshe says, look. A wedding, the guy's inviting you because it's a wedding, right? He's not doing it to ingratiate himself with you. It's a wedding, right? He's just inviting all his friends. You're one of his coworkers, right? Why are you doing a parlor meeting? Why are you having a parlor meeting for a Jewish cause in a non-Jewish venue? To ingratiate yourself with the non-Jews and get donations from outside the community, right? That's the point, right? So Moshe says, even if you baskin like the shach, right? Ma'od yesh ladun. About going having a parlor meeting. Yeah.
We say, this is a general question. We say it's from Azul Modi, even the Zoran Zemur Bar, and so Odek Babot comes.
No, so that's what I said, right? If it's about Azul Modi in general, more Mekel. Right?
I mean, we'll be matter for Eva, or it's just even Chachil. We don't say they're going to be Azul Modi.
So that's two different answers in Tosfos. But in general, Mekel, across the board, because of Eva, because they're not Adukin, blah, blah, right? All of them. I mean, Tosfos gives a million reasons, right? And we're Mekel like all of them, right? So this creates a bit of a problem, right? Because like I said, right, what you have is two models, and you see that la halacha, you have a lot of people who just say, look, we paskin the shach. Some people, like Rav Moshe, will say, we paskin like the shach, but even with the shach, that's not carte blanche, right? There are parties where it really is, you're really doing it to create fraternity, and that really is a problem. The problem is, if you trace the history of halacha here, there's a lot to lend itself to the Taz, namely the Ravid and the Ritva, right? And what do you have to defend the other position? A possible diak in Rashi, though it's not clear because Rashi in two sugyas is to himself, right? maybe a Rambam, but not clear either, because the Rambam seems to also have Tzvei Dinim, right? So it's really unclear, la halacha, what you're supposed to say. So at some point, like, this bothered me so much that I just wrote an article about it, right, at some point, which I summarized for you here. Again, what I summarized for you here, la halacha, is the following, okay? Some poskim, I mean, I'm going to skim through this. The Levush argues that maybe this is only formal celebrations, but not social gatherings. Now, that's possible, right? Because, first of all, if it's about Ozol Modeh, that makes sense, right? Like, an office party, I really doubt your boss is going and, like, thanking his god.
Goats.
What?
Sacrificing goats.
Yeah, I just don't think so, because his employee showed up to the party, right? Like, whatever, right? It's like, I doubt it.
An office party, surprise, it's a Satanist meeting.
Exactly, right? I doubt it. Now, even on the level of fraternity, you could distinguish. But on the level of fraternity, you could also distinguish, right? A social gathering, the level of intimacy at a Stam office party is not the same, right? At a wedding, yesh ladun, it might not be true, right? Because a lot of office parties, the whole point is, right, is gibush. One second, let me summarize this, I'll take questions in a minute. If it's about idolatry, it might depend on whether it's an idolater or not, right? Rav Avraham Al-Kalai says that it suggests it's only about idolatry, and he says, so maybe it only applies to idolaters, maybe mutu with Muslims, right? Not even Christians, maybe Christians with Manazeh following Tosfos. But he notes that Misvara, that really works, right? I mean, if you pass them the Shach, it's very easy to be matzer going to office parties and weddings, and, you know, maybe, you know, Ramosha doesn't like parlor meetings, but okay. But he notes the Rishonim, but the Avraham Al-Kalai in the Chesed L'Avraham, he says, and this is the real problem, he says, Misvara the Shach works. But Lahalacha, it doesn't, because all the Rishonim said explicitly not like him. Right?
Who's he going? Like,
just off memory. The Ritva and the Raifid. The only two Rishonim explicitly address it.
No, but is he?
So you say he didn't see anyone. He just go off memory, you said.
The Shach. Yeah, he's going. The Shach basically had exposure to the tour. Beis Yosef. Right? That's really what he had exposure to. Right? That's what he had. It's a problem when you're missing. Right? Again, he was brilliant. Now, you could just say it doesn't matter. We rely on the Shach by himself. Question is, what would the Shach even have said if he had known the Rishonim said it? Right? Because the Shach himself is like, oh, the Taz can't be right. Right? No one would say that, except for the Ritva and the Raivid. Right? That's like, you know, Mot Kasheh. And again, I told you, considering the evidence, right, Rav Shechter thought that, you know, you should paskin like the Taz, at least when I talked to him. Now, I mentioned, now, again, you could get out of this by saying, well, the Shach doesn't make it up. The Shach is Medayik and Rashi. Right? Rashi doesn't say it explicitly. But it could be that the Shach, even though no Rishon says it explicitly, we paskin like the Shach anyways, because he's either on his own authority or because of the Rashi, the Rambam. Yes, Max. Falling off your chair, yeah.
I just thought you couldn't see me.
I could see you. I told you to wait a minute. But fine, yeah, go ahead. I don't want you to hurt yourself.
It's a New Year's party. It's not necessarily a religious occasion.
It's most of Chet al Pesha, right?
What do you mean?
It makes it worse, because New Year's is a holiday.
Fine, let's say it's...
In fact, it's a holiday mentioned in the Gemara. It's called Kalanda.
Fine, let's say it's a mid...
It's the 8-day calendar party, which goes from December 25th to January 1st.
Fine,
what do you think it is?
Fine, not even New Year's party. And let's say it's a congratulations party for doing such a great job, midterm party.
Yeah, okay.
Well, can I bring in another... What?
It's an office party.
An office party. I just said.
Oh, fine. Right. Office party.
Right.
Well, let's say, can I bring in another idea that we have this sugya from gifts? Let's say, because...
Again, but if it's Doraisa, then none of the Heterim there apply. That's the point.
Well, let's say it's like a secret Santa, like, exchange gifts, but half the office is Jewish, half is not.
Yeah.
So do you not accept the gift whatsoever?
Or? Maybe not. What?
When, by that, you don't just
go to my secret
Santa.
I mean, once you have... Right.
It's
I mean,
a nice secret Santa idea.
No, I'm avoiding that. I'm avoiding that.
It's
not... It's just an exchange of
gifts. Fine. So but this is exactly the point. Okay, listen. Okay, listen. Now, just quickly, I want to run through this, and I'll... One second, okay? Now, what types of parties does this apply to, okay? So, as we mentioned, the Rambam addresses this in two places, right? The Mishnah Melech suggests that it's rabbinic, Ramosha said maybe it's about chasnos. Look, the Rambam himself seems to imply that the Isser... at least one of the Isurim for parties, is Exera because of Shechar, which we'll talk about tomorrow, which is yet another Isur, right, of Shechar Akum. which is Sugya in Lamed Aleph. If that's the case, then we have to deal with the Sugya in Shechar. So we'll hold that thought. The Kesem Mishnah assumes that the Rambam is basing both types of Isurim off the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Ches. Again, the Rambam explicitly expands it, at least says that even regular parties are Aser, right, because of Shechar. Shulchan Aruch, if you go back, we skipped it over, Shulchan Aruch seems to go in the direction that it's about formal parties, right, ones that have an invitation, because he only quotes the Gemara in Daf Ches, and not the expansion of Rambam. I said, Christmas party is even worse. Right? All this is before. That's why I said, most of the times you'll see people say, we pass on the Shach, let's talk about the interesting question about Christmas parties. Before we get to Christmas parties, right? So look, what may emerge from this sugya, listen, is that regular social gatherings may be mutter, because they're not explicitly usher because of Daf Ches. Right? I mean, Daf Ches is very clear. It's something that has a hazmana. A regular gathering doesn't have quite the same level.
Maybe even according to the Taz.
Maybe even according to the Taz. And therefore, there are many poskim who would say that social gatherings like that are fine. Now, it's also mutter maybe if you sit at separate tables, right? Because eating at your own table, that was only in the context of formal parties, right? You could say that the social gatherings, even if they're usher,
based on the words of the Gemara,
but that's the only one that has hazmana, right? That's one that has hazmana, and that's why some of the poskim suggest it depends. If it's one that has hazmana, then even if your own table, right. But if it's a regular party and it's not under Daf Ches, it's one of those other isurim that are related, right? So it could be tzvei dinim, right? It could be that a formal party like a wedding is usher from when you RSVP, even if you're at your own table, etc. A regular run-of-the-mill social gathering, right? Yeah, it would be Arachaka, might be Sheikh Arachim, which we'll get to tomorrow. So where does that leave you? So what about office parties? Again, Ramasha Klein just says it's Usher, right? Because he poskens straight up like the Taz and includes regular parties in that. And Rav Shechter, again, thought this might be true, right? Once I showed him the Rishonim and made this argument, he thought, yeah, Yesh that that's right. And that's saying a lot because he doesn't like Ramasha Klein. He really doesn't. I gave you here I Bleich, which I mentioned to him. Now, the Beis Yosef thinks a party is once you have two people. That would really create a lot of chumras. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's not true. He just says, no, a party's a party. I don't know what the number is, but 2-8 is not a party, right? So what would you say lehalacha? So here's the problem. Again, lehalacha, what would you say? If you think, like the Shach, that the whole prohibition is just a normal run-of-the-mill derabanan of Azul Modeh, and you medayik that in Rashi, so what's the halacha? It's mutter if it's going to cause Eva. It's mutter if they're not really idolaters. It's mutter, right, if they're not really from idolaters, right? All the reasons that we permit business, it's fine. You don't have to ask the Shaila. When it comes to the Christmas party, ask me the Shaila, right? The problem is, if you think the Taz is right, or even half right, meaning you think it's an Isser Doraisa, or you think it's an Isser Doraisa if it's a formal party like a wedding, where there's an invitation. So then there's going to be a low plug. You might violate once you accept the RSVP, right? It's usher even if you're separate tables. So look, we can be medayik, and we can say, okay, tzvei dinim. If it's a regular social gathering, that's a run-of-the-mill derabanan, right? But a wedding, right, it's hard to say that's not a mishteh sheyesh bazmana, considering the fact that that's the example of the Gemara. But it's a little bit hard to say, so what are you going to say lahalacha? That's what I said. So many poskim will say it's mutter because the Shach said it's fine. As you see, Rav Moshe is not so comfortable, right? Rav Moshe half poskins like the Shach. The Erech HaShulchan poskins straight up lechumra, right? The Taz poskins straight up lechumra, at least by formal parties. It's probably better if you're at a separate table because that might solve the lower level problem. But if it is a wedding with invitation, there is a heter which we'll see tomorrow that some modern posek raised that maybe office parties are mufka entirely because the entire nature of an office party is that it's not social, it's professional.
Social profession.
I know. I'm not convinced of it. So what am I going to say, la halacha? I'm not going to say la halacha. As I said, you want a kula, ask someone who's more comfortable with the shahach, right? I think there's a lot to recommend itself to saying that at least a wedding is usur, right? Going to a wedding is usur no matter what, because it has a hazmana, right? And the Rishonim clearly felt like the Taz. Does that mean there's no room for kula? No. You have shach, you might have Rashi, right? Those are not small people. But I give you the sugya just as a taste of the problem. Now again, the higher up, the more intensive a party it is, the more likely you are to have a problem. The less intensive a party, the more likely, especially according to the Rambam, there seems to be these tzvei dinim, that there'd be room to be makil. But, like I said, it's a problematic sugya, lahalacha. But I wanted to at least give you a taste of it. The second half of it is that there's another problem with Sheikh Harakum, right? Is drinking is even more problematic. And having alcohol there may add to the problems even more, which we'll do tomorrow. It's really the sister sugya, but it's Andaf Lamad Aleph. Yeah, Ariel.
Yeah, like Rabbi Alkalai said, even apart from the Taz, when the Taz says it's also to accept Hasmana from it, over Kovin Taraisa, over Kovin is any Eno Israeli, or it means
so he says he would have Misvara like said that it's only Novativa Dazara, because he Misvara, he would say like the Shach. But he said the Rishonim say like the Taz.
Is on like
correct. So he said Misvara, he would say that. But he said the Rive and the Ritva explicitly said it's Doraisa, and it's not that way.
So even if you say it's Doraisa, if you said are the Doraisa of the Chum on Al Eno Yisraeli, or are they on Davkin?
So probably because the Isser is because of Bin Oseim, that's the end of the Pasuk. Right? It would be anyone who there'd be an Isser Bin Oseim to.
Right.
Right. If it's about intermarriage, then the category is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, right? We should make that clearer, right? That's what the Taz's whole point. If the Isser isn't about Avodah Zarah, it's about Kirva.
Right, it's
anybody that you can't marry, anyone right. You can't have Kirva to, right? That's the problem. That's why he says he would have said that it'd be Mutter with Muslims, or Bizman Azen, maybe even Christians, based on Tosvos, right? That's type of Svara. But he says, I'm not sure it's true, because the Rive and the Ritva explicitly weigh in, say it's not true, right? So this is one of those sugyas where... And this is what I want. I want to just make a methodological point here. The lumdus in the sugya is very easy, right? I mean, there's two possibilities with nice nafkaminas. Like, this is a classic, like, chakira nafkamina sugya, and then at the end you get sveidinim, maybe in the Rambam, right? The problem is that psak doesn't work like lumdus, right? You don't just say there's multiple possibilities, and hey, I can defend myself based on lumdus, right? Let's do it, right? Halacha... There's a bit of a mess at the end, which is, okay, but what did people actually mean, and which of those is right, and which one do we paskin like, right? On Lumdus, it's equally smooth, I think, to paskin like the Shach or the Taz, and come up with Kulas, but in Psak, when you realize that there's Rishonim the Shach wasn't exposed to, and the Rishonim explicitly went like the Taz, and it messes with our normal rules of Psak, right, that's where things get more murky. It doesn't mean it's impossible to paskin like the Shach. Conceptually, I can defend saying it's Mutter Mishameva, and with Christians, Mizman Hazeh, because they're not really idolaters and like everything else. Right? And I can say, oh, the Shach is a diuk in Rashi. But when you're dealing with Psak, it's not enough to say I could justify it. The question is, what's more plausible? Right? And the question, methodologically, is, okay, is a diuk of the Shach and Rashi more powerful than a Taz who follows the explicit position of the Rive and the Ritva with no explicit Rishon against it? That's a messy question, right? And Psak is messy, right? I just want you to keep that in mind forever, right? Psak is messy, right? And therefore, Psak isn't as neat as Lumdus, right? Lumdus gets you, right? Lumdus is very neat. It gets you to understand the two positions. But if you want to make a decision, right, you can see I'm hemming and hawing. I'm not hemming and hawing because I want to. It's because, right, it gets very murky what the right answer is and how do you weigh the fact that we normally pass like the Shach and it's defensible logically and within some Rishonim based on Diyukim, but on the other hand, but the Taz seems to be right, the majority view in explicit Rishonim, right? How do you weigh that? Yesh Ladun. I'm not paskin for you, right? You want Psak? Ask whoever you normally paskin, right? And I'm definitely not paskin in record, even though, you know, look, I've published this in an article. People know that my hesitance with the Shach. It's not like it's a secret, right? And I'm not going to say outright it's also Achlamaisa, but I am going to say I think it's, what I will say and end with this. I don't think it's as simple as saying the Shach said it's Mutter, and therefore... it makes sense lumdishly, and we always like the shach over the taz, right? I don't think it's that simple. I think, as you see, the poskim aren't so comfortable with it, and there's good reason not to be so comfortable with that. Yeah, Ariel.
Yeah, so I just want to get clear. The drush by Bekar Lecha was, it says it's like your awful zip they made to me once you took the invitation.
That points you in the direction of Avodah Zarah.
That drush doesn't seem like chasnus. That drush seems like it's...
Correct. That's where the taz is medai. Right. So you're absolutely correct. That the drusha says it's about sounds like Avodah Zarah. That's why the taz expands it to the beginning of the pasuk. Right? That's another question, right? And that's a double question, right? Meaning one is, are you convinced by the taz's argument? Let's say you're not. Let's say you think it's a daraisa gzeira atu avodah zarah. So then you have to ask, well, is a gzeira atu avodah zarah subject to the same kulos as a derabanan atu avodah zarah? Well, right? So the Ravid and the Shah and the Ritva are saying no, because it's daraisa. Right? And daraisa is, even if the motivation is avodah zarah, it's lo plug. Right? Because right? It's daraisa. Right? To say it's mutter, what you really need to do is what the Shach does, to say it's about avodah zarah and it's only an asmachta. Right? And it's derabanan. Right, you can come at Chumrah from one of two ways. Either say that it's a Derabanan or Daraisa about Chasnos, or say it's a Daraisa and therefore Loplug. Right, the only way to say Lakula is that it's a Derabanan about Avodah Zarah. Right, if it's a Derabanan about Chasnos or a Daraisa about anything, right, it's probably Usur.
So quite a
lot of
holds it's a Derabanan about Chasnos, at least.
Maybe only plain, right, and that's the thing, right, is maybe only social gatherings, right, that's the Rambam sheet is a little bit unclear. Okay, but that's just a petach in the Sugya. Like I said, it's a very lemaisa sugya. And when you hear inevitably a million shirim in your life about Christmas parties, right, realize that by assuming that parties are mutter and only asking about Christmas parties, they're skipping, right? But that also means that if you get to a Christmas party, right, meaning you realize you're already dealing with a suffix in poskim whether it's mutter go to party at all. When you add a possible dimension of chukazakum, right, it's not like, right, there's a whole bunch going on that you at least got to keep in mind. Okay, fine.